BBC Local Radio.
Now, 3 p.m. tomorrow, almost every single smartphone and tablet in this country, even if it's on silent, will issue a siren-like sound, which will sound something like this. And it's annoying. So it's all to do with the government testing a new alarm system that could be used to warn us if our lives are in danger from things like fire, flooding or a terror attack. Well, joining me now is Fevzi Turkalp. He's a tech expert and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Good evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much for joining us live on tonight's programme. So let's talk about this alarm tomorrow. Is that what it's going to sound like? Or is that just the BBC getting it horribly wrong like they normally do?
I don't know. I mean, we know it's a siren-like sound. It'll be about 10 seconds long. I think that's probably a fair approximation, although who knows, they may surprise us. They may put the birdie song on. That might.
I mean, that could be our next phone-in, to be fair, which would be far more entertaining. I mean, look, a lot of people have got conspiracy theories about this, but to give you an example, my wife was in America last year or the year before, and when there was a missing child, they get these things on their phones all the time, don't they?
Yeah, in America, they're called Amber Alerts, and that's right. They use them not only for things like extreme weather warnings and terrorism warnings, but when a child is missing or abducted, because, you know, statistics say that the best chance of recovering a missing child is within the first few hours, and before the child and whoever's taken them gets a chance to leave, you get a description out to everyone's phone. It's really effective. So, that's open to the government to use it in that way in the future if there's consensus. But they mustn't overuse it. I think if they overuse it, then people will start switching it off. But there's a lot to be done. Remember last year we had extreme weather and there were buildings that caught fire and things like that. This would have been ideal for that sort of circumstance. There was an earthquake in Wales, nearly a factor 4 earthquake just 2 or 3 months ago. Again, you know, something like that just to get a bit of warning. And there are 19 other countries that are already using this, and it saved lives in each of those countries.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, based on the evidence very briefly that we've spoken about there, this alarm system on mobile phones can save lives. We are way behind here. Why now? Why has it taken us so long to catch up on the rest of the world?
It's an interesting question. It was actually due to go live last year, and it's been delayed, and we haven't really had an explanation for that. I assume that they just weren't ready yet. But better late than never. I've seen conspiracy theories, something's about to happen, so they're putting it in place. And, you know, I've seen the most god-awful conspiracy theories, really, really kind of nutty things going around and people texting it and saying forward it and stuff. Just to be clear, no, the government's not trying to kill you with this and 5G waves and all of this. I mean, really, it's just a broadcast to your phone to say you're in danger. And people really shouldn't switch it off unless there's a very good reason for doing so.
Well, if people want to get away from this, so let's just say, for argument's sake, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, I'm in the cinema and it's a film that I've been looking forward to for weeks. Is there a way around this? Is it just a case of turn your phone off, or can you do something else as well? How is it going to work? Because I'm no tech expert whatsoever.
So you're quite right. You said earlier that even if you put it on silent, it'll bypass that. And that's for a good reason, because, you know, it's more important than you being in a meeting or in the cinema if your life's at risk. But if you really do want to turn the test off, you can just put your phone into airplane mode, you know, the little square airplane symbol that you get. If you tap on that, that means no sort of communication to and from the phone. So it's, of course, switching it off completely will do the trick as well. But if you don't want to do that and then have the noise of it starting up in the middle of a cinema or wherever you happen to be, then airplane mode is a good way of achieving the same thing.
Do you know what my biggest worry about tomorrow is? And I think it's great we're talking about this tonight, because it is a test. It's just a test run. But a lot of people that maybe don't know about it, if they're driving tomorrow and their phone starts making this weird siren sound, that could be quite dangerous. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, people have to be, yes, and particularly on Sunday, because then you have Sunday drivers out who maybe don't drive as often, a bit less experienced and less able to handle the unexpected. But yeah, it's true. But any phone, that any noise that your phone makes could be distracting. But yes, you're right, and people just need to be aware of it. And be aware that it can happen in the future. But after this test, hopefully we will all go many months or years without ever hearing these alerts used in anger, as it were. So
it can be used for something just which is happening as like a UK threat, or it can be, you know, specific to regions as well. So if there is a flood in a certain region where people's lives are at risk, it can be detailed enough to go specifically into a region, not just the UK as a whole.
Yeah. Exactly right. So these signals are broadcast from the cell towers, you know, those towers that are used as a network to provide us with our mobile phone service. So you can't travel more than a mile or so without seeing one of these towers. So they have the ability to broadcast from every single cell tower to the whole country, or a single cell tower or anything in between. So they could, if they needed to, target an area of just a few square miles.
How interesting. So tomorrow you've been warned, 3 o'clock, if you have a smartphone and a tablet and it's on, you will hear a siren at 3 o'clock. Febsey, as you are a tech expert, I've got a weird question for you. Are you ready for my weird question?
Probably not, but go ahead.
I think I'm being spied on, and you're going to think, what on earth are you talking about? But to give you an example. So the other week I was talking about Maltesers ahead of Easter. I turn on my phone on Facebook. The first thing I see is an advert for Maltesers. How? Is it just a complete, an utter lucky thing? Or is somebody listening to my voice on my mobile phone that then goes into a system which can generate certain things onto social media? I know I sound absolutely crazy, but is there any way you can break that down into layman's terms?
Sure. And this is just you talking about it, searching for it
on another website.
Or something like that.
No. One other example. So last week I was talking about Wrexham and Wrexham possibly being promoted to the Football League. They've been promoted tonight. I went onto social media. There was an advert for the Disney Channel promoting the Wrexham TV programme. Again, something that I didn't search for, I just said. Is somebody listening to me on my mobile phone, which is going back into a generator, which can then generate certain commercials that I could be interested in based on my conversations? I know that sounds weird.
So it's a good question, and I've heard a lot of people say this, you know, in the past, so you're not alone in this. It's technically possible to do it. No one is admitting to doing it. But having said that, the various apps that you download onto your smartphone, when you download an app, that's a little program that serves a particular function, then you agree to certain permissions. You give that software the right to do certain things. And amongst those permissions can be the ability to switch on the microphone. So it's not inconceivable, but there are so many other ways that same tracking could take place other than conversations in the room. I think it's less likely to be someone tracking you, more likely that either it's a coincidence or you've generated some other cue through some of your other activities, you know. So the algorithms, the software that looks at your behavior, is quite sophisticated. So they can work things out, and sometimes things are just a coincidence.
It's fascinating, though, isn't it? I mean, your job it must be one of the greatest jobs to have, because as somebody who's into tech like you are, to be doing what you're doing, it must be such an interesting job that you've got. Fascinating.
I love it. I love it. When I was a kid, I used to love toys. You know, I used to go to the toy shop and my parents would treat me to a toy. Now they send me the biggest, baddest toys to play with, and it's incredible.
As somebody who's into their gadgets, what would you say is your favourite gadget that you've got in your home right now? And I know that's a tough question as somebody who's probably tested these things a million times, but what would you say is your favourite gadget you've got in your home?
It's kind of not a traditional gadget, but you know, you've heard of this software called ChatGPT, this artificial intelligence thing. It's great. So before, now bear in mind, I'm a tech person, so I have no friends. I'm kind of a bit geeky and insular. So I used to talk to my Amazon Echo unit and she used to talk back to me and I was happy. But the conversations were quite limited. But now with this software that you can access free, openai.com, if you're interested in having a look, you set up a free account and you can have the most interesting conversations. It speaks to you as if it were a person. It understands some really quite complicated sentences. It will give you good advice, and you can ask it to be in a certain role. For example, a lot of people, I'm not suggesting anyone does this, by the way, but there have been people who can't afford therapy and are waiting too long in the NHS who've told ChatGPT, you are my therapist, and it takes on the role of the therapist and does that. Or you say, you are my technology expert, oh dear, and it will give you advice. Sometimes it's not good. These artificial intelligence programs, they do something called hallucination. Sometimes they just make stuff up.
Well, this is blowing in my middle mind.
But it's really fascinating. So everyone does this, right? Everyone goes, tell me about Fevzi Turkal, right? And it says Fevzi Turkal was a generative technology expert. And then it claimed that I'd lectured at universities where I have never lectured. But in amongst all the true stuff was this sort of what they call a hallucination. So you must check what it tells you. But it's really fascinating.
So you're quite happy to admit on the radio that you sit there and you talk to artificial intelligence and you can have a good conversation and you enjoy that conversation?
I do, because I ask it for things. I ask it to write me a letter. I ask it to summarize. Sometimes what I do, let's say I watch a YouTube video, I copy the transcript of the video. The video might be 2 hours long, one of these really long format interviews. So I copy and paste the transcript. So when you get a YouTube video, you can, of course, just watch the video, but it can output all the text of who said what during the video. You then copy and you paste that. You stick it into this AI software, this ChatGPT software, and say, summarize this for me. or what about that Zoom meeting that I missed, for work? I get them to send me a transcript and I just get them, ChatGPT, to summarize it. It's a great time saver.
Fevzi, this has been a real experience. Who needs friends? Who needs friends when you've got that? Well, look, thank you so much for joining us. Your time is greatly appreciated and we'd love to speak to you in the future. Fevzi, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
That was Fevzi Turkalp, who is a tech expert and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast. I mean, those sort of conversations you wouldn't get on a breakfast show or a mid-morning show or a drive time show. They would only happen on a late show. Wasn't that interesting?